Good evening and welcome to the final episode of the TV Talkers Theme Song Madness Bracket. For the past 3 weeks, we here on TV Talkers have created our own NCAA March Madness Bracket, but with TV intros in place of NCAA college basketball teams. And we are down to the Final Four tonight. And coincidentally enough, the NCAA final between Michigan and Villanova is tonight. So what better way than to celebrate the NCAA final with the Final Four and our final of the TV Talkers Theme Song Bracket. Live at 5:30 on 101.5 UMFM, it is your host, Tiago, along with
Matt,
Farron,
Simon,
and Adam.
Yep. We are all here, all five panelists, ready to vote for the Final Four.
I mean, do you want to address an elephant in a room?
Oh, yes. Unfortunately, we're without Braden tonight. We don't know where he is, but
Adam's going to do his best Braden impression.
His breast.
Well, his
breast.
His best. His best impression. So
I only have about 5 minutes of good air before I start slurring my words, and I blew them all on Game Over. So it's going to be rough for the rest of the day, guys.
Well, interestingly enough, we've also played for each episode for the four parts. We have played the theme for the four shows that made it to the Final Four last tournament, which were Pokemon, which was the champion. Boo. 60s Batman, Pink Panther, and, of course, as you heard, Game of Thrones. Tonight's Final Four, we have these four shows: Cheers, The Pacific, Daredevil, and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. The matchups are, for the first round, we have Cheers going up against The Pacific, and then the second matchup, we have Daredevil going up against Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. We are going to play all four of those intros for you. But before we get started, one quick thing before we finish off the episode, or we finish off the Final Four of the TV Theme Song Bracket. Today in TV history, our little blip. We like to do before our show starts. Thank you, Simon. Today on April 2nd, 1956, The Edge of Night and As the World Turns debuted on CBS TV. On April 2nd, 1978, the first episode of Dallas aired on CBS TV. Yeah, I got that right. Sorry. And on April 2nd, 1993, Roberta Flack appeared on the ABC TV soap opera Loving. So those are the events that happened on television today on April 2nd.
That last one went totally over my head.
Yeah.
Who's Roberta Flack and what is Loving?
Can't tell you.
Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No more.
Don't know, can't tell you, but on with the show.
Who knows, okay. But it happened today.
It happened
25
today.
25 years ago.
25 years ago. I was 3 months old. I'm dating myself.
You're not dating yourself.
Well, that's true.
That would be.
It's 2018. You can do what you want.
Oh, you jokesters.
I'm glad you finished that joke.
Good. We're off to a jovial start, are we not? So, should we just get on with the Final Four then? Or should we discuss last year's Final Four? All right. Well, okay. I guess we'll do this year's Final Four. So we have Cheers up against the Pacific. Mr. Pazdor, or Simon, I need to
clarify now.
Clarify. Yes. Thank you, Adam. Yeah. I need to clarify between the two because both brothers are here. So, Simon, you have the bracket open and ready. Right?
Okay.
Ready. So we're going to play both intros for you in full because we have the time to do so as we only have four intros left. First up is Cheers, and it's going up against the Pacific. And here you go. Here's the Cheers theme song.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
So that was Cheers, and now we have upcoming is the Pacific. And that was the Pacific. And once again, it is going up against Cheers. So I'm going to start off with the voting. And I'm going to go, as much as I think the Pacific is powerful and very moving, I'm going to go Cheers. I thought people were just gonna. I will go Adam next. Sorry, I should have.
I am not sure I'd ever heard the Pacific's intro before this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
pretty powerful.
It's got to be that one.
Okay,
it's got to be that one.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think we talked about it a few weeks ago. I could rehash it because why not? We have the time. It's Hans Zimmer, who I think, now that John Williams has announced his retirement, I'm pretty darn sure.
Right, yeah. He did?
Yes.
Sad.
Hans Zimmer, that puts him firmly implanted as the best composer working today, I think. He's the best movie composer. He dropped down to do a TV show for the Pacific. That theme is just remarkable. I could listen to Hans Zimmer themes all day, and the Pacific is one of his best. The Pacific.
All right. I think I know where this is headed, but 2-1 Pacific.
I do love the Pacific theme. But as a, like, I love it as a song, but as a TV theme, I think that the Cheers theme is better as a theme song.
Okay. 2-2. All right. Matt, take it away. I know where this is going. Bury the hatchet already.
I wonder which one the classical musician likes more.
Yeah.
He votes neither. Maha. I'm just
Just walk out. No, I adore the Pacific theme. It, I mean, as even as a fan of the show, like, it gets me even more so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I every time I listen to it, I just like have a moment. Yeah. Just like, oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I kind of had to just stop and listen to it too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we were talking, like, while it was playing, and just sort of like, nope, I'm gonna just gonna stop. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, close my eyes
stop
and listen.
And just listen.
Yeah, and since we have a little bit of extra time, I also want to say, like, I don't want to lose any love for the Cheers theme, even mm-hmm. though it lost.
Oh, it's an absolute
really
classic.
Good theme.
Yeah.
And I'm a little bit of a hypocrite because usually I would say I don't like songs as themes, and that's kind of what the Pacific is, but for some reason it just works. Like, it just gets you into that mindset of, this is beautiful, this is tragic, this is powerful. You're just ready to go. It just, like, it takes you from whatever mindset you were in before, and it gets you into the right mindset for the show, and that's what a great theme song should do.
Well, and Simon that's should true. Know how amazing it is that I voted for the Pacific.
Yeah, Adam, not a big classic music guy.
I'm pretty surprised myself. But my horse is out of the race, and once again, like last year, I don't care now.
Well, my horse went out of the race last round. So
which horse was that?
Darkwing Duck.
Well, I feel your pain. I was in the exact same boat.
I would just like to say, on the way into the studio before Adam and I did Game Over today, I talked to two people, one being Adam, the other being Neil from the previous show.
Mm-hmm.
And both of which were astonished that Darkwing Duck lost out. And so I felt so vindicated, but still so sad.
Yeah, I think it was a good thing that neither you or Farron were here last week when Darkwing Duck was facing Kimmy Schmidt. There may have been a fight in the studio.
Neither of us would be here today if we had both been here last week.
Yeah, it was...
in jail.
Yeah, it certainly was... One of those moments where it could have been very heated had Simon and Farron both been here in the studio.
No one on air mentioned the fact that I used lovely GIFs and emojis with all of my voting.
You did.
I felt like that was wasted.
You did.
I also loved the full video that you sent of you singing along to the Kimmy Schmidt song.
On Snapchat.
That was quite lovely.
Yes. Yeah.
I voted for the Pacific, by the way. I don't think I actually said that.
No,
well,
you
didn't mention anything about Cheers, so it's pretty obvious. Yeah, pretty obvious to me.
All right, 3-2.
It's just because they don't know his name.
Oh, that's true. So, unfortunately, my horse is out of the race again. Makes final four done. So,
hey,
I don't
worry.
I have three now.
I don't care who wins.
When Adam and I are embossed, we will get you a Cheers. Memento.
You guys so good. Okay, well, that makes up for everything. So, Adam, Simon, I love you guys. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, man.
You know how to mend a broken person's spirit.
All right.
The next round. We have Daredevil up against Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. So sit down and relax for these next two theme songs. We'll be right back. That was Daredevil, and now here we are with Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Fascinating transition.
Damn it!
All right, so that was Kimmy Schmidt, and you know what? I'm going to go first with the voting again. It's a bit of a tough one here. It's very, very tough. But I am going to vote for Daredevil. Matt, I'm going to sway this way now.
Sure. I mean, I just rocked out and sang along to the whole Kimmy Schmidt theme, but I'm also going to vote for Daredevil.
Who?
Oh! What a twist!
And we've lost Tiago. Oh. Oh. He's gone.
No. The headphones literally came off. I was shocked. Stunning. It's unbelievable. No
Daredevil's
one...
kind of been like a slow burn for me, honestly. Like, when I first watched the show, I wasn't a huge fan of it.
The theme.
Always love the show.
Strictly, it's
the actual like theme in the theme is very like understated. Like, it's got all these like sort of heavy orchestral strings, and then it's just like little like synth piano, like one note things. And first few times I heard it, I was like, eh, like there's no real theme to it. And then, but if you like really sit down and listen to it, it grows on me more and more and more the more I listen to it. So yeah, Daredevil for me.
Fair enough, Farron.
This is not a difficult decision.
It's Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. But,
2-1.
I do like the Daredevil theme. It really reminds me a lot of the Hannibal theme.
Ooh.
Which throws me every time.
Understand.
But Matt, we can still be friends because you do have like a background in music, so it's okay.
I do. One thing I actually noticed for the first time listening to the Daredevil theme just now is it has those little like whoop whoop things at the end. I just know it's a heartbeat because of all the blood in the intro.
Yeah.
I just figured that out for the first time now.
Yeah. It's quite interesting. Sorry, I was just going to say both of these intros are combined with close to 6 million views on YouTube. So that goes to say anything. Simon, go ahead.
The Daredevil theme is the thing that keeps on giving. So last week I talked about how it starts off slow and then gets fast. And then after, again, this time really deep listening to it, it fits the themes of the show so well. It starts off simple, but on the surface, it's kind of a lawyer. Maybe I'm digging too deep, but who knows, right?
Nope, no, that's fine.
On the surface, it's a lawyer show, right?
Yeah.
So it starts off with this simple thing, and then it gets really sort of quick, not necessarily chaotic.
Intense.
But intense. And that's what the show does, right? Mm-hmm. But we can all remember the first time, I think, seeing that hallway scene.
Oh, yeah.
The long cut.
Yeah.
That, the theme song seems to fit that. And then you're right, Matt. It's got the slow piano in the background. It's like, it's still gentle, but it's powerful. And then at the end, it's got the heartbeat because he's blind, and so he listens, right?
Yeah.
That's his main thing. Yeah. So it all fits so perfectly. I also want to say, and I'm voting for Daredevil. I don't know which way Adam's going to go, but if Adam votes Daredevil as well, this is going to be astonishing. I don't know if you guys have been looking at the brackets. Daredevil has only had 2 votes against it the entire time.
Wow. That's astounding.
If I vote Daredevil.
If you vote Daredevil. Are you voting Daredevil?
I'm saving that for my turn.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
wise decision.
But I just want to go through it. So Daredevil swept Fighting Foodons, 5-0.
Go ahead.
It swept Gargoyles, 5-0. It lost... or it beat BoJack Horseman 4-1, and then it swept Goof Troop 5-0.
Yeah, it's... wow, it's just...
it's a powerhouse.
Been a powerhouse all the way through to the Final Four. My goodness. Sort of like Villanova, but we'll see in tonight's game. little basketball reference there. So it's 3-1 right now. Adam, I'm going to let you cast your vote here.
Yeah, so Daredevil is going to only have 2 votes against it, because I'm definitely voting Daredevil. That was... like, it's... it's weird to me because normally I'm sort of the opposite of Simon. I really like it when songs are themes because I'm a big lyrics person. So it's weird to me to now have voted twice for a instrumental piece over a lyrical one.
Yeah, but that is weird.
Having now listened probably, like, I think...
yeah, you're coming in pretty clean, so this is an interesting perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Having now listened basically, like, I haven't listened to the Daredevil theme in a while because now that Netflix has skip intro, I didn't listen to it for the whole second season of Daredevil.
Okay.
I don't have time for that. But having now listened to the entire...
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt theme. That's the I am astonished that beat anything, let alone Darkwing Duck, because I actively dislike that song.
Ooh, throwing some shade.
Serious so, shade. Well, I wanted Darkwing to win, so.
So that was the easiest decision I've ever made in a voting bracket.
We're there you go.
Religious in here because there is a pillar of salt in the room.
Yeah. Well, I think it's fair to say now that both mine and Farron's horses have been knocked out of the race.
My horse was Doctor Who. It was knocked out round one, so I have nothing to say on the matter.
Ouch. Well, I'm here trying to bury the hatchet, and you're just throwing sand in my eyes.
She picked the hatchet back up, and she threw it at you.
Trying to make peace, and all it does is get me hurt.
Who did Doctor Who lose to?
Doctor Who lost to Spider-Man.
Oh, that's fair.
3-2 or?
Yep, 3-2.
Yeah.
It was a close race.
It was close
race. So I guess there's a third place bracket. Should we?
It's probably good. Like, this is one of those things where.
You could just
it's
leave
a good,
it.
No, it's a good compromise when no one's happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, no one's been like, yeah. Like, it hasn't been a raffle stomp for anybody. We've all experienced loss.
We have.
Which probably means it's relatively fair.
Yeah. I would say so. It has been a relatively fair bracket this year. You know, we've all lost our horses and our...
Actually, we have two more because we have to do third place, too. So
yeah, I was just going to... I was saying, should we do the third place?
Oh, well, we have 10 minutes, so let's get into it.
Yeah, all right. Third place. We don't really need to replay the intros unless people want to or...
No, I think we got it.
Okay, all right. So it's Cheers up against what? Unbreakable?
Yeah.
I'm going to go first. I'm going to go Cheers. Adam? Cheers. Okay.
I will vote for literally anything over Unbreakable Kimmy
okay.
Schmidt.
All right. Adam says cheers. Simon?
This is... I just want to say, for the record, okay, I did not interfere with Braden in any way to get my own man Adam in the room.
That's all right.
I just want to say that. I did not slash anyone's tires. I'd not change the lock on anyone's houses. Okay.
But you did engineer for me to come here in the same car as you, so I was stuck here for this show.
Plot twist.
I got you there. You got me there. You got me there. You figured out my master plan. This is actually tough. I talked smack about Kimmy Schmidt last week.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was overrated. That doesn't mean I think it's bad.
No.
I don't know. It is really catchy. And I'm trying to get all the negativity out of my brain and see it more objectively. Come back to me.
Okay. I'm going to go Matt.
Oh, okay.
Should I go Farron?
I thought I was going to have two more people.
I can go.
Okay, Farron, go ahead.
I'm going to vote for Cheers.
What?
Wow.
I mean...
I'm stunned.
If you look back at what Kimmy Schmidt's been up against, it hasn't been up against anything that I like.
True.
Really. Okay. So it's been easy. But I really like the Cheers theme.
Wow. I almost want to, like... give you a hug right now because all this time.
How about an air high five? You're so far away.
There we go.
Hey.
So the
all this time
is off
we've
of
been
Simon and
all of this time now. We've been beefing.
Yeah, now it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All right, Simon.
Wait, doesn't matter because you just didn't want to make me mad. Is that why you weren't?
No, trust me. After last week, I'm okay with there being some animosity in this room over the March Madness bracket. That's part of the game. No, I really don't know. I'd probably lean towards Cheers though for what we talked about a couple weeks ago, where it just. It's you sit down, these are your bar buddies from the TV, get you more in the mood. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, though, despite what I said, a good theme.
Of course, and it's no doubt in the Hall of Fame. In the Hall of Fame, so it's there among the other seven shows. Matt, your vote?
If I could split my vote, I probably would, but I
1-1?
Think... 1-1? Yeah. I'm going to go Cheers, I think.
Wow.
Ooh, wow.
So they sort of, occupy the same space in terms of, like, why I like them in my head.
Right.
So, yeah, it's really a toss-up for me, but I'll go Cheers.
Okay. All right. Cheers it is. So Cheers wins 5-0.
It's in third place.
Sweep. Yeah, wow.
I would love for Braden to be here to see his vote for this next one.
Yeah, this would be...
These were his... I think we were just talking about how everyone lost. I think Braden, these were like his big two.
Yeah.
Yeah, these were on his list. So it would have been a really tough choice. It's too bad he's not here.
Alas, poor Yorick.
Yes. But Daredevil up against the Pacific. These two teams have made it quite far. Simon, do you want to quickly relay the Pacific's way from round one to the final and as well as Daredevil again?
So Daredevil.
Or start with the Pacific.
Yeah. So the Pacific. I gotta find it here.
Start whichever the one you can find first.
Okay, there we
okay,
go.
Okay, yeah, thanks, Adam.
Yeah, thank you. The Pacific beat Reading Rainbow 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went on to beat Pokemon Advanced Battle 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
And then it beat Spider-Man 90s 4-1.
Wow.
And then it got its toughest competition yet in Animaniacs, only beating that 3-2 and then beating Cheers 3-2. So sort of in a very fitting tonal twist, the Pacific is sort of scratched and clawed its way to the finals.
True. And now about Daredevil?
You just heard it. It's been an absolute stomp.
Oh, yes,
for Daredevil,
that's right.
All the way here. Yeah, so it beat Fighting Foodons 5-0, it beat Gargoyles 5-0, it beat BoJack Horseman 4-1, it beat Goof Troop 5-0, and then it just beat Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt 4-1.
Right. Now on to the final, the Pacific versus Daredevil. Would someone like to go first other than me?
Nope.
All right. Okay.
Nope.
I will go first then. Whew. This is a very, 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 very tough decision. The Pacific really carries you. It really just uplifts you. It's Hans Zimmer, and I love Hans Zimmer. He's my favorite film composer, a composer in general, one of my favorite composers. But it's something about the Daredevil, like the heartbeat and just the way it's like slow and then it picks up and then it goes back to being slow. I'm going to vote Daredevil, even though I think either one of these are worthy enough, worthy champions, mm-hmm. either TV intro. Who would like to go next? Matt? Adam?
Yeah, sure, I'll go.
Okay, Matt, go ahead.
I'm going to go with the Pacific. You know, I really like Daredevil, but the Pacific just like takes me on an emotional journey like basically nothing else does.
Okay.
So, yeah, Pacific for me.
1-1. Farron?
I'm going to go with the Pacific.
2-1. Simon?
I think the Pacific is more beautiful. I think Daredevil is more dense, even though it's shorter. Well, I guess
it has to be.
Yeah.
They have less time.
More time, yeah. You got me there. That's what I was fearing, because this choice is so difficult. But I think I'm going to go Daredevil.
2-2. Adam, it all comes down to you now. It's a tie. Both Farron and Matt have picked the Pacific.
Adam comes in at the 11th hour.
At the 11th hour.
To decide the whole thing.
Sire and I are on the Daredevil side.
Oh, my goodness.
Now it's really up to you. You have less than 2 minutes. No pressure, my friend.
Well, this was really tough because I know nothing about the Pacific.
I think we should put out a vote, by the way. Well, Adam discovers. I think we should put out a vote on Facebook and see what the audience thinks,
yes,
too.
Yes, absolutely. We'll do a vote for all,
for the Final Four.
Final Four, yeah, exactly. Okay.
Yeah, no, I'd never heard the Pacific one before, and that one blew me away. That one I had to stop and just listen to.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the thing about the Pacific is I've listened to that, and I'm like, oh, that's a really beautiful track. And mm-hmm. Of course, it's by Hans Zimmer, so of course it is. But I have no idea what that show's about.
Right.
And
it's about the Pacific. You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
Very broad. Very
intuitive.
But I have no idea. And I think one of the purposes of a TV show is to tell you what that show is about.
Sounds like you're related to Simon.
And I think that's one of the reasons I think a lot of kids' themes should do very, very well, because that's their whole job.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm still salty about Darkwing Duck.
there's a lot of salt in this room. There's a lot of salt.
On the merits of that, I have to say Daredevil. Because I listened to The Pacific, it was beautiful, I loved it, but it told me nothing about the show, and I listened to Daredevil and I'm like, this is a slow build, it's going to get very intense, and something unpleasant is going to happen. And that essentially describes every episode of Daredevil.
A fair choice and a fair vote. Daredevil nixes The Pacific by a close score of 3-2. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls. The winner of the 2018 TV Theme Song Madness is Daredevil, followed by, in second place, The Pacific, and then Cheers and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Those four shows now join the other four shows from last year's Final Four, being Batman 66, Pink Panther, Game of Thrones, and Pokemon, which was last year's champion. Those eight shows are now into the Hall of Fame. Who will win next year? We'll discover that and get on it next year in March sometime, whenever the NCAA starts. We're all out of time for this week, and there you have the Daredevil theme as the winner of the TV Theme Song Bracket. Signing out for the TV Talkers this week, it is
Matt,
Farron,
Simon,
and Adam.
And Tiago. Have a great week, everyone. We will see you soon.